Books on Tape presents Rocket Men, the epic story of the first men on the moon, by Craig Nelson, read by Richard McGonigal. Dedicated to the 400,000 men and women of Apollo, you made the dream come true. Then what am I when flying? The body substance which I can see with my eyes and feel with my hands? Or am I this realization, this greater understanding which dwells within it, yet expands through the universe outside, a part of all existence, powerless but without the need for power, immersed in solitude, yet in contact with all creation? Charles Lindbergh, The Spirit of St. Louis. Ad astra per aspera. A rough path leads to the stars. Apollo 1 Memorial, Kennedy Space Center. In 1969, a few months after Apollo 11 landed on the moon, Rhode Island Senator John Pastore was interrogating Fermilab physicist Robert Wilson at a Senate hearing on whether the federal government should spend $250 million to build a new collider. The senator wanted to know, would this collider add to the security of the country? No, sir, I don't believe so, Wilson answered. Senator Pastore, nothing at all? Mr. Wilson, nothing at all. Senator Pastore, it has no value in that respect. Mr. Wilson, it only has to do with the respect with which we regard one another, the dignity of men, our love of culture. It has to do with, are we good painters, good sculptors, great poets?